Are you approaching testing season? On today's episode 108, we're going to talk about how to not stress out about standardized testing.
This is Honest Math Chat, and I'm Mona Eel of Mona Math. I'm a former math avoider turned math teacher cheerleader, and I'm going to get real honest with you about math classroom culture, engagement, math discussions, and all the student-centered instructional practices to help you empower your students to love and understand math deeply. So every Monday on Honest Math Chat, we're going to work together to make our classrooms places where students see themselves as mathematicians. But let's not wait. If you're ready to engage every learner and get them pumped about math, you've got to use math discussions. I welcome you to download the guide to engaging math discussions right now. Go to monamath.com/discussions. You'll get all my best tips on how to guide on the side while getting every child meaningfully engaged in discussing their math thinking.
As we are entering into testing season, maybe you have a state test or an end of year test or a final benchmark test. No matter the test, it's stressful, right? I believe that it's stressful because you care. You want your students to make growth and do their best on the test, right? It feels really high pressure, but you want to make sure that your students feel calm and prepared, but also take it seriously. So the pressure of testing is real. I've spent a lot of time thinking about how I can prepare my students to do their best, but at the same time, feel empowered to show what they know. This won't be the first and definitely not the last test that your students will take. And no matter how they do on this particular test, what they learn about themselves, mindfulness, stress management, doing their best work, that all matters more than if they remember what a sphere is or how to find a point on a coordinate plane. So do you get the emails from me? Because last week I sent out 10 tips for test prep. And that's different than other test prep ideas that you might see out there. My test prep tips include motivation, ownership, and mindfulness. After all, that's what I think matters most for our students, to be able to show up and show out on what they actually know and understand and can do on these tests. So I figured this week on the podcast, we could dive into a few of those tips that I sent out in the email so you can implement them in your classroom right away. These tips work for any testing context: standardized, benchmark, progress monitoring, diagnostic, unit tests. There's a lot of damn tests that our students have to take. So preparing them to be confident and motivated to show what they know is key, because making tests high pressure and high stakes just feels wrong, doesn't it? So tip number one is to reflect on what this test even is. I know it sounds crazy, but in the weeks before the big test, everyone's preparing and talking about it, and you know, it's just a buzz, right? So I want you to pause and get real with your students. Ask them, what do you know about the test? And dig into the nitty-gritty details with them. Start the conversation off like this. Hey guys, we're going to take the blank test soon. Have you ever heard of it? What do you know about it? And then let them get it all out. You might even write down what they say on the board or a piece of chart paper. Then clear up some misconceptions or holes in their understanding of the test, because knowledge is power. And the more our students know about why they take the test, who sees the results, what types of questions are on the test, if the test is responsive or not, you know what I mean? Does it get harder at the more questions they get right? The more they know about who grades the test, the more they know about the testing environment. Is it timed, untimed? Are there multiple parts over multiple days? The more our students know about when and if their parents will see the scores, if the scores will affect their grades or promotion. Knowing these things about the test will empower our students with the knowledge of the test so that they can go into the test confident because they have all the facts. They know exactly what to expect. So have this conversation with them. Equip your students with all the information they need. Hold nothing back. Answer all of their questions. Tip number two is get some candy. Now, maybe your school has a no candy rule or a healthy school rule. I think that shouldn't apply on long testing days. My students had to take a test for 4 days that lasted 3 to 4 hours each day. It was a lot of testing, a lot of sitting, a lot of thinking, a lot of trying, and they needed a burst of energy. So I got some candy. Starbursts for a burst of energy for their beautiful brains. Smarties for the little smarties. Dum-dum suckers because this test sucks. I'm just kidding, but you get the idea, right? I like to drop a piece of candy on their desk throughout the test as I'm walking around. Maybe every 20 minutes or so that the candy can be just what the student needs to keep going. Maybe a quick distraction, but a burst of energy and a burst of joy. Number three is have a scrap paper competition. Now, let me ask you this. Do you struggle to get your students to actually use the scrap paper and solve the math problem on paper when they're taking a computerized test? This is the tip for you. Tell your students that during the test, they must use the scrap paper to solve. Remind them that all year long, we've been doing math on paper and working on showing our reasoning so that others can learn from it. And today is no different. Give them the white blank paper to solve on for the test, one sheet at a time. Okay, that's the key. Let them know that once they fill their paper with their math thinking and solving, then they can raise their hand for another piece of paper. Then you dramatically grab another sheet of paper and kind of wiggle it around as you take it to their desk. It's going to sound like this. It's just a tiny distraction to let everyone know that you're passing out another piece of scrap paper and someone is moving into the lead of the competition. The goal is to be the person with the most scrap paper at the end of the testing session. I've had kids use up to 10 or 12 pieces of paper during a testing session. It's a fun way to motivate students to actually solve the math problems, to slow down and solve them. Now, you don't have to have a prize at the end, just pride. Shout them out, give them a little round of applause, congratulate them for doing their best work on the test. Maybe email their parents, maybe a little leaderboard on the whiteboard, or a challenge to beat that number of pieces of scrap paper on the following day's test. If you have a scrap paper challenge during the test, take a picture and tag me on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath. I would love to see how many sheets of scrap paper your students can rack up during the test. Okay, those are some of my favorite testing tips. I hope you find them helpful and that you'll be able to use them with your students this testing season. And if you want an entire packet of test prep motivation, I've got you covered. It's in my TPT shop for just $6, and it's full of so many tips and tricks and ready-to-use materials. I'll put the link in the show notes, or you can grab it at monamath.com/test prep. Now remember, this testing season is just another time for our students to show part of their brilliance. There is no way any one test could measure all of the goodness each child in our classroom has inside of them. They are creative, a good friend, helpful, kind, loving, an amazing dancer, a skilled magnet tile, tower builder, a critical thinker, a chef, and so much more. Don't let this test cloud the reality. Our students are more than their test score. Your teaching, ability, and passion is more than what is reflected in any one test score. We know that. So keep that in perspective, and let's prepare our students to be motivated and take ownership over this test.
Well, that was your dose of Honest Math Chat for today, friend. Thanks so much for listening. It would mean so much to me if you subscribed, shared this podcast with your friends, or leave a comment. If you have not downloaded my free guide that I made in response to the questions you have all about engaging your students in math discussions, go grab it, monamath.com/discussions. And if you have other questions that I haven't answered, shoot me a DM on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath. I can't wait to chat more with you next week. Remember, we're here every Monday. I'm always listening on my way to work. When do you listen? See you soon, friend.